We are glad you've joined us for the morning show today on WRCO and WRCE. We're here to talk to Jason Glassbrenner, Economic Development Director for the Richland area. And also we're here with Nora Rowan-Schmidt, who is a business consultant for Southwest Wisconsin. Lots of exciting things coming up in the area. Jason, we'll start with you. It's really a big thing coming up at the end of this month, isn't it?
Yeah. Good morning, Phil. It's great to be here. And yes, we're so excited that Nora can be with us this morning. And she is a person with Small Business Development Center of Southwest Wisconsin that I contact and collaborate with on a constant basis. So she is a great resource, and she's got a great event that she's been working on for months now that'll be coming to here to Richland Center. And I'm so glad that you're here with us, Nora, and you can talk about all of the details with us.
Yes, thank you very much. It's so great to be here. Phil, it's great to meet you too. So the Small Business Development Center has put together a special curated experience for small businesses. It's going to be Wednesday, July 26th at the former UW-Richland campus. And there are going to be sessions all day long from 9:30, I believe, or 9 to 5:30 on marketing, legal concerns, accounting, e-commerce, and general business consulting. So participants can simply look to our website. I can give a few more details here shortly, or find us on social media on Facebook, Southwest Wisconsin SBDC, and there's a link to all of the different sessions and classes and individual sessions that can be registered for. And then I guess I lost my train of thought there. Sorry. And then simply sign up, and we look forward to seeing you either all day or just one session at a time.
Tell us about your area of expertise, you know, what you come from, what you represent, and what you do. There's a lot of hats you wear.
Sure, absolutely. So as a business consultant, I work with businesses on a daily basis to form business plans and start their businesses, to work on growing businesses, so accounting, pro formas, anything that a growing business might need, new staffing, human resources assistance, and then also succession planning. Sometimes people are retiring and looking to turn over their business, to sell their business, or transfer it to a current employee. So we can assist with all of those things. My experience, I've worked for about 15 years in community and economic development. Most recently, I was in Madison working for Starting Block as the executive director. It's a startup tech community, 50,000 square feet on East Washington in Madison. And then prior to that, I worked for the Viroqua Chamber Main Street as the executive director for 6 years. My family lives in Richland County, so it's really nice to be back here and working with people in our community.
When you talk about small business and succession, that also includes farming.
Absolutely. Yep. Farming, home-based businesses, gig economy. We have services for any type of business.
Mm-hmm. So this clinic coming up here, so many things, and I guess I'm surprised it's free.
Well, all of the services of the Small Business Development Center are free, and it really is a gift to the people in this community and the state. And having these services available makes entrepreneurship and small business ownership and the pursuit of small businesses possible for all people, which is outstanding.
Yeah, I like to say that when I connect people with Nora, because I do that frequently, they'll come and say, well, I have an idea, or I need financing, or, you know, I have these questions, and I'm not sure what the next step should be. And that's a full-time job trying to help people through business planning and financial planning, marketing, the legal aspect. And so my office as a single person office in Richland Center can't handle all of that alone. So I am very thankful to be able to connect the person with Nora. At that point in time, once we've made the connection, that person's information is 100% confidential. I don't know anything that goes on beyond that point, unless the individual who's working with Nora says, yeah, let's get back in touch with Economic Development in Richland Center so that we can talk about how perhaps the city or the Economic Development Office might be able to partner with us again. But again, 100% free business planning. So a lot of people have great ideas, but there is a little bit of space between an idea on a napkin and an official or formalized idea with a really good executable business plan, kind of an idea of, you know, how much money is it going to cost me to get started? How much money is it going to take me before I become profitable? Because a lot of times you start a small business, you're not profitable on day one, two, three, four. And these are a lot of things that people may think about a little bit, but don't really have a very clear idea of what, you know, pressure that can apply to them. So we send them to Nora. Nora says, hey, let's walk through all of this so that you feel a lot more comfortable. And I really believe that when you use Nora's services, Small Business Development Center services, I don't have data for this, but I would suggest that it could be up to your likelihood of succeeding could be as much as 50% greater by using her services to make sure that all of these things have been thought through by a professional business consulting service. So it's an amazing service. You can contact Nora direct, or you are welcome to call my office at the city, and I will make that connection with her and the person that contacts me.
Does it have to be an established business, Nora? Or
it doesn't have to be an established business. And first, I was going to say thank you to Jason for all the kind words. I'm going to be so puffed up when I leave here. I'm not going to know how to get through my day. But yes, so anybody who even has an idea can come and talk to me about their idea.
That's why I said napkin.
That's right. Well, right. Napkins can be the first step to really great things. And we do have a style of business plan template that starts with drawing. So, you know, whatever works for various people, we have tools to do all of those things. I think the most important thing is that for anyone who is interested in small business or changing their business, growing their business, closing their business, whatever it might be, we have tools and resources that are going to help make that process easier. Small business ownership and businesses just in general, all of the different things that go with them, the funding, the grants, the accounting, the marketing, there's so much jargon that's associated with all of that, and it can be so confusing to navigate, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help navigate and weed through all of those things that can be really confusing. And many people are starting businesses, and at the same time, they're full-time parents, or they're going to school, and they're doing other things. We have all of the services to make it doable when it's convenient for you. One thing that I wanted to mention too is, in addition to this fantastic clinic that we're having in Richland Center on July 26th, we do have a lot of on-demand and video content on our website. So if people have questions about simple things like starting an LLC, marketing, very basic accounting, like reading a balance sheet, which is something I had to learn how to do as well. We have all of those resources. So we acknowledge the fact that not everyone can come to a noon training or a 9 a.m. training or a 5 o'clock training. Some people are working different shifts, so they can access all of this information whenever they're available.
I can see it being a bit overwhelming, and maybe somebody decides, maybe I'm not going to start a business just because there are so many things they hadn't even thought of when they were trying to put a business together.
Right, absolutely. But even that is a success. You know, when people come and they go through some of the processes and they start looking at what the actual costs are going to be and some of the different potential impacts to their lives as they know them, they change their mind or they table it for now. And even that is a success. If you decide it's just not for you, but you have all of the information, that's, I've done my job and everything is good.
Yeah, there's
most people do move forward, but there are a lot of people that say, you know what? I went through that online course for 8 hours and this is not for me. I am not ready to own a small business. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a big gap, right, between idea and implementation, actualization, right? The official operation. And so that is a service that, you know, I try to offer. We try to ask questions all the time through my economic development office, and Nora does the same thing. And that's, again, why I prefer to refer things to Nora, because there are those key questions that will help link things together in a person's mind, and they'll realize they'll have a better understanding of the risk that they're undertaking and the likelihood of success. So it's really important. And sometimes, again, in that process, people realize, you know what, in order to really have a high chance of success, which most people want, it is a ton of work. And so it's kind of like getting your feet wet of what it's like to operate a business before you actually take the risk. And again, that's why it's so amazing that these services are free. So if we tag team and we get a person to Nora and a person says, I've got this great business plan, but then an individual is not willing to stay in contact with her over a couple month period of time, or they can't do the homework necessary, because Nora can't do all the homework. She doesn't have all the ideas in her mind. She's simply asking you to formulate your ideas in a way that it's executable. So sometimes people drop off there, and like Nora said, that's actually a benefit to the individual too, because you don't want to start something kind of half-heartedly and or way outside of your depth or ability, and then it can mean a lot of financial harm to your family and to your future. So this is an awesome service, and if you stick with it, work with Nora, again, I really believe your chances of success are much, much higher.
This day and age, social media and marketing, how important is that?
It's very important. You know, it really depends on the industry. For some, it's more important than others. But it is important to be able to articulate who you are, what you do, why you do it that way, and to develop your brand online. So many people are looking only online for information now that it's important to do. And that's one of the reasons that at our clinic on July 26th, we have several sessions dedicated to e-commerce specifically, and then marketing on social media, and also ways to do it well. You know, anyone can toss something on social media, but there really is a strategy to all of that. Time of day, who your audience is, what the post looks like, photos, links, references. It really has to be done very well and fairly often.
Yeah, because, and even technology changes often too,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So you can spend a whole time in that, but I know that's part of it that morning of the 26th, isn't it?
Right. Yep. And then we do have some marketing experts that are going to be around, who are my colleagues at UW-Madison, and they will be also offering 30-minute individual sessions. So if people are looking for opportunities to learn more about marketing or branding or resources that can be used for logos or websites, this is really a great event. I just want to emphasize the registration aspect. We are wanting to make sure that people are registering for these sessions. The reason for that is that we want to make sure that whichever expert they're looking to meet with, or whichever session they want to attend, is available at that time. And for busy people, you know, if you're planning on showing up at 3 o'clock and you'd like to meet with someone, you need to register for that time slot.
Have registrations been coming in pretty well?
Yes, registration is great. We have about 50 participants right now, which is absolutely fantastic. So, you know, the time is of the essence. If you're interested in one of those sessions, it would be a good idea to register as soon as possible.
Nora talked about branding, Jason. I know that's one of the things that you've been talking about with Richland Center here recently. How's that been going?
Right, exactly. So we are in the process of implementation, and of course, sometimes that is a budgetary factor as well. But yeah, you'll see the brand that Richland Center worked on for a lot of months is now showing up on the website. It's showing up on letterhead and things like that we exchange. And I know we're very close to getting the first new branding / logo on the side of a truck. So that's close. We also have a team from the city council, city planning, that's working on a request for proposal for new wayfinding signs in the community. So that's going to be a huge plus. And then eventually we'll have the city entrance signs redone. So it's a work in progress. It's just sometimes moves slow. And of course, we need to be very sensitive to city budgets. And that's where we're at. But people should be seeing it by now and go, oh yeah, that's the new logo. It's even been published in the paper several times on like requests for proposal or official notices. So I think it's going great. And we did, along that same line, we just had a department head meeting where Marty Richards of tourism, which tourism and economic development are very closely tied. And Marty does a great job of marketing things. And Marty was talking about how much city website and tourism website traffic had increased. And so I believe that we're all already seeing the results of having a new website. It's always a work in progress. It always takes management. So we're not perfect, but we're working hard to make sure that the image that people receive when they see Richland Center or think Richland Center is bright and conveys a message of hope and, you know, success and a great place to be. So
do you see more traffic this time of year, Jason?
On the website, I don't follow those numbers as closely, but I believe Marty's report reflected that, yes, when people don't have frozen bones, right? they're much more likely to move around. And I do know that Richland Center, Richland County has become a much more preferred destination than it has in the past. So, traffic is usually up in the summertime.
That ties into what we're talking about, though. You know, the businesses doing well and thriving. This is the time of year, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, again, we talked in the spring, and you know, a lot of people are just raring to go in the spring, and that continues through the summer. Although we like to see things move year round, and actually, sometimes in the wintertime is the best time to be doing your planning, right? Because maybe you can't build, or maybe you recognize that the holidays are maybe not the best time to open a brand new business. People might have their patterns already established. Although that could go the other way too, if you got a great Christmas gift, right, Nora? A great marketing plan for selling Christmas gifts or something. But anyway, there's never a bad time to be planning. And there are definitely strategic points that you want to consider launching or opening. So
exciting time. We have some new businesses opening this year, too.
Yeah, we've got Duncan. I understand that should be opening soon. I'm not giving any date, but soon. We've had AT&T open, and of course, the landscaping business that was there moved, you know, into that same building there. So there's always signs of development in the community. The hospital's been working hard, just had a public information session about their future plans with regard to the new hospital. So there's a ton going on, you know.
Lots of meetings. Is there an update on the hospital that you can give us?
I think it's probably, I mean, we're working consistently with the hospital team and their engineers and architects. And there are specific elements that we're working on in conjunction with them. One of the first things that they have to do is there has to be an annexation process. So those are the types of things that we're working on. We're working on some traffic studies, things like that, because when you put a brand new facility like that out on 14, it's going to change traffic patterns. And a lot of people already recognize, well, traffic's already can be kind of busy around Walmart. So those are things that, you know, a lot of people may not even recognize that have to go on behind the scenes. And it takes a lot of time and energy and consultation with engineers and things like that, so that hopefully we when the hospital lands and opens and all those cars are going in and out, we're not having more accidents and people are able to move around freely and things like that. And so my office has been working on some of that, in conjunction with Public Works and Streets, and then we look at a broader radius around a large development like that for what other potential development could take place. So it's not just the hospital and the traffic that moves to that location through the new construction of a new hospital. It's okay, what happens as a result of the hospital coming, and who else wants to relocate there, and what direction does Richland Center grow or expand? So it's a ton of planning, and I appreciate being able to talk about it, because a lot of people don't consider it or don't understand how much work really goes on behind the scenes to make sure that we develop smart as a community.
But you're right, that could potentially lead to more businesses entering the area, too.
Oh, 100%. I mean, the businesses that are looking to expand into new marketplaces are looking for what type of development has taken place in your community over the past, you know, years, 3 years, 5 years. They're looking for growth. They're looking for other businesses that have started up recently and have shown themselves to be successful. I mean, the larger businesses or the higher level I don't know if that's fair, but you know, the larger companies that we think about in our mind, Dunkin' Donuts is a great example. AT&T is a great example. They are looking at the history and they're projecting into the future to determine if they think they have a high probability of success. And that's back to what we're doing here this morning. That's exactly what we're offering to small business or to entrepreneurs, right? We're saying, look, we want to make sure that you have access to the same types of resources that these bigger corporations have access to and will perform, their research they will perform is similar to what Nora is going to walk small business entrepreneurs through, so that again, they're as certain as AT&T is that, you know, or they're more certain in the direction of an AT&T, because we don't have access to unlimited funds. You know, AT&T doesn't either, but you know what I'm saying? Their pockets are a lot deeper than a small business owners. So anyway, that's why it's so nice to have the free resources and we can kind of put things on the same playing field. You got a great business plan, great performa. You know what maybe the traffic's going to do. You're thinking about the future, just like some of these larger companies are when they look at Richland Center.
Indeed. Nora, you represent Southwest Wisconsin, so it's not just a Richland County thing.
Right? Right, exactly. So I have a 6-county territory, and I can tell you entrepreneurship is alive and well in Southwest Wisconsin. There are new businesses opening every day. My phone is always ringing, and emails are always coming in. So there's a lot of very exciting activity, not only in Richland County, but throughout the region.
How does the county compare to maybe some other counties around us?
Richland County is doing very well. Numbers have looked really good this year so far. It's a little too early to say, definitely, but I have quite a few clients in the Richland County and Richland Center area.
I know that you've probably talked to a few that you're encouraging to go to the clinic coming up
absolutely.
On the 26th.
Yep, right? You know, it is just such a rare opportunity. I just really want to make sure that people understand that to have this many sophisticated services and incredible people in one space for a day for free, where you can come and go as you please and schedule an appointment if you would like to, is a really rare opportunity. And, you know, if it's successful, maybe this is something we can continue to do in Richland Center. I think it's really nice to have Richland Center as the backdrop and the spot for all of this cool activity. So the 26th is going to be great. Anyone who can make it work, please come and see us.
Does it have to be a Richland County business, or can it be from?
It can be anywhere. Uh-huh. The press releases have gone out all over Southwest Wisconsin.
Good. So some will take advantage of that. And again, they don't have to be in meetings all day. They can kind of pick and choose what they want.
Exactly. So if you can come at the lunch hour, whatever works, just make sure to register first. And if there are any questions about registration or if people are having issues, they can send me a text message just to my cell phone. It's 608-716-9441. Just text me your email. I'll make sure that you get the link and that any other information you need is provided. If people are already navigating Facebook quite a bit and can find it easily, the link is on Facebook, the Southwest Wisconsin SBDC Facebook page. There is an event. You can go right there, see more information, and then schedule.
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy. I mean, I was working on that this morning. Actually, I knew I was going to be meeting with Nora. I'm like, okay, let's see really how easy it is to get there. So especially if you're Facebook, just, you know, click on the magnifying glass, the search bar, and type in SBDC. And if you do that, it will pop up. One of the options will pop up will be Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center. You click on that one, and there's an event right there on the page that's this event, the event that's on the 26th, Small Business Clinic. You click on that, and it'll give you instructions. It'll talk a little bit more about the different people that will be featured. It'll say, click here to register. And again, I think that's really important, Nora. You know, a lot of people think, well, you know, it'll be okay. And if I can get there, I will, and they should be able to fit me in. And I was talking to Nora this morning. She's like, no, we're looking for everyone to register. I mean, again, when you have an attorney, an accountant, you know, you have professionals in e-commerce marketing, you know, different social media advice, things like that. And these people are doing this as professionals. We just want to make sure that the people that are giving their time to come and receive these resources are able to. So it's really important. You register. Now, I think Nora said she's going to be there circulating. So if you pop up without registering, she's going to say, well, hi, so great to have you here. Please make an appointment. and by that time, it will probably be too late to make an appointment to see any of those professionals that are there that day. So we got to pre-register. And again, if there's any difficulty with Facebook, Nora says, here, my cell phone, you know. Yep. So just give Nora a call and she'll make sure that you get registered for some of those services.
Yep. And text message is fine. Phone calls are fine. 608-716-9441. I'm happy to help.
How much time will each person get with the individuals that they're meeting with?
They're 30-minute sessions.
30 minutes. Okay.
So most of them in that 30 minutes, because many of these folks are seasoned consultants, they will be able to solve problems, answer questions within that 30 minutes.
Okay. We'll have a little bit more about it coming up on the morning show as we talk about business in Southwest Wisconsin and economic development. We'll return in a moment. Our guests on the morning show, Nora Rowan Schmidt and Jason Glassbrenner, talking about the upcoming clinic and opportunities and chances for small businesses to arrive, thrive, and grow, maybe we could say, today. Jason, we're going to kind of get back into it a little bit and talk about finances, which is always a big thing. Are there some opportunities for businesses starting out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we, in the first segment there, we talked quite a bit about just business planning. So financial planning, you know, legal planning, having an excellent executable business plan with goals and things like that, all of which SBDC, Nora can help out with. The second thing is I often get a lot of requests through my office at Richland Center Economic Development for, okay, well, like I have an idea and I need money. And that's a very common question. And my response is always to say, well, money is available if you have a business plan that is that you can use actually to market your idea and your business to those that have the money, right? And so that's, again, why I often say, okay, yep, I see that you need that. I believe that. I understand that. The first step is to make sure your business plan is in order. So once Nora and the individual works through that and they've got a solid business plan, I mean, then the world of finance really opens up. And Nora has contacts with multiple financing sources. And I just wondered, Nora, if you could, you know, share what comes to your mind when we say multiple sources of financing.
Sure. There are all kinds of different routes that small businesses and startups can take as far as money. One of the most popular and one that I direct folks to in Southwest Wisconsin and Richland County specifically is to the revolving loan fund in our area. And so for people who aren't familiar with revolving loan funds, they're very important and effective economic development tools. And what they are is they create opportunities for businesses. You know, if they need just $10,000 or $20,000 between the money that they're already putting in and some bank financing, this serves as bridge financing in order to get themselves all the way there for whatever the project is. And that could be purchasing a building, it could be getting inventory, it could be anything relating to a business. And then what's really nice about revolving loan funds is they have set low interest rates. So this isn't going to be a situation, particularly for a new entrepreneur, where they're having to work through ballooning rates or compounding rates. It's going to be a fixed interest rate. They're usually hovering at about 4%, which is pretty competitive right now.
Especially and with interest rates going.
With interest rates doing what they're doing now. And women who own businesses and other underrepresented founders are usually encouraged to apply. There are some incentives for those folks. And, you know, these funds from revolving loan fund groups in the area can make a huge difference between being able to start the business and not being able to. So most of them require financial projections, a really good solid business plan, and those are things that we can do through my office.
Yeah, and I think also another tool that people are somewhat aware of and are hopefully becoming more aware of is the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So there are also grant opportunities out there, right? So I'm not sure the grant opportunities are extensive as obviously like the revolving loan fund tool, which is literally a loan, but it's low interest, and it's much because of the low interest. And the heart behind revolving loan funds is to help entrepreneurs get going. And so the risk is less, again, than if you go to a bank and borrow 100% of the money you need for a startup, and their risk tolerance is lower, right? So interest rates are higher, things like that. So we don't want to get too much into the weeds or the details because it can become overwhelming. But I think the main message we want to get through is Nora can help with financing too. And it's not just revolving loan funds or grants. There's other sources of money out there. And grants are changing all the time too, Nora?
Yes, and it's a difficult thing to navigate. And there are grants for all kinds of different situations through many different entities. AARP even has some things for seniors who are becoming entrepreneurs for the first time. That's becoming much more common than it used to be for women. So young people, so there are so many different opportunities. And thankfully, I have a really strong network of folks that keep me in the loop on all of those different opportunities, and I'm happy to direct people to those.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Phil.
I was going to say that you sometimes, I don't want to say discourage, but if somebody calls up and they have, you know, they open a marble factory, for instance, I mean, can you advise them that maybe this isn't such a good idea?
Well, really, I look at my position is to listen, direct to resources, work them through the process so that they can make their own decisions.
Right.
You know, I've heard some ideas come through that seemed really wonky, and then once executed, they actually worked really beautifully. So it's educational for me, and that's part of the real pleasure in the position is to listen to some of these kind of far out ideas that end up becoming successful ventures.
Not be judgmental then.
Right. Kind of, right. Yeah. Oh, there's no judgment here. I've come up with some wacky ideas myself.
Anything you wanted to add, Jason?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, along the line of grants again, and, you know, I mentioned Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So there are examples right here in our community that have taken advantage of that. So the child care facility out in Rockbridge, that has received, I think it was $160,000 by working through writing the grant process and having a good executable business plan. And so my office and the county helped with making sure that they could access that fund. So another project that we're working on right now, and I think it's been mentioned in the past, but Los Amigos has been trying to expand for some time. And we're working hard with WEDC, again, for a community development investment grant. That's what it's called. And oftentimes, I think the numbers you can receive up to 50%, so a 50% match for what you put in. So let's say the project you're doing, it's $200,000 to get things moving, and it involves some remodeling or some equipment, things like that. Well, under the right conditions, if we execute the application right and they approve it, WEDC will say, well, if you put in $100,000, we'll put in $100,000. So there are good resources. There are resources that my office is using that Nora's familiar with. And again, this is kind of the total package. Make sure you're, again, we're going to keep saying it, business plan, financial performa. You have those things in order. We take those things to WEDC or any other investment opportunity and say, here's the idea. Here's how much money I have to put in. Here's what I need to get this idea going, and all of those pieces come together, and hopefully we can end up with new businesses.
Construction costs coming down a little bit, are they?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I think overall the answer is no. We see fluctuation in raw materials. You know, lumber was super high. It came back down. It's my understanding it's kind of creeping back up. But I think some of the electrical supplies, electrical panels, I've heard that's a big problem. I've heard different elements around water service, you know, things like that. I think in general, what we're seeing is inflation in the building supply. We're seeing inflation in labor markets. So unfortunately, I don't think it's getting cheaper to do things out there right now.
So act now then. in other words.
It is. That's a good point, right? We don't know what the future holds. We really don't. And so what you want to do is have a business plan that you look at, make sure that it's executable today, and that there's a safety factor built in. I mean, a lot of times when you go to a lending institution, that's why they tell you they want you to have 20% down, and they want to make sure that you have enough cash on hand to cover some operating costs while you're getting up and running. And they want to make sure there's a safety factor there so that you don't end up bankrupt in 2 months or 3 months. You know, one statistic I was taught in business school when I went years ago was that it's something like 50 to 75% of, like, if you're a restaurant trying to start up, 50 to 75% of restaurants will fail in the first year. And then in the next year, 50% more of those fail. I mean, some business models are very hard to execute, and we don't want to see people there, you know? So again, that's why these resources are here. We're trying to make sure that you can be as successful as possible and have some type of a safety margin built in so that if interest rates continue to climb, you know exactly how to react to that. If business costs increase, you know exactly what your margin is and how you can react to that so that you have the best chance of success.
Good point. I think the key is to getting off to a good start, because a lot of times word of mouth is good for a business too, isn't it?
Yep. Getting off to a good start is really important. But one of the things that I wanted to mention is that it's never too late to look at a business plan. I have a lot of people that come to me that never did some of those things initially and don't really have their house in order as far as their business goes. And revisiting the who, what, when, where, why of your business, who are you serving, why are you serving them, is always a really smart thing to do. So people that have good, comprehensive business plans can continue to refer to those month to month, year to year, as things change. The world is constantly changing. Customer needs are constantly changing. Whoever it is you serve, it's just the world is changing all the time. So it's really important that people use that tool. It is a resource. It's not homework. It's not something that's hard to do. It is something that's incredibly useful.
And we can start on the 26th, Wednesday, the Small Business Clinic for the Richland campus. I guess maybe we could kind of walk through the day, what that's going to look like when we arrive there.
Sure,
day.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the doors open at 9. Appointments are being taken with some of those experts right away at 9 o'clock. So if you have an appointment with the legal team, marketing team, that's fantastic. If you haven't made one yet and some of those appointments are still available, please do so. Right at 10 o'clock, social media marketing is happening. That is a more general session, but you do still have to register for that one. At noon, the e-commerce workshop, which is going to be really great. How to take your business online, that also needs to be registered for. And then the general business law with the UW Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic is between 2 and 3. So all of these different folks are going to be taking 30-minute meetings in between all day long, the one-on-one meetings. If you have a contract that you'd like to talk to a lawyer about or try to develop one, if you have questions about your LLC or a partnership agreement or anything, this is an excellent opportunity to sit down with an attorney that knows everything about small business law and get some of that stuff squared away.
The other thing I find unique is that you can get headshots that day.
That's exactly right. I keep forgetting about that part, Phil. So one of the things that we think is a really nice way for businesses to sort of further their online presence is to have some professional headshots taken. It's just you can use them on business cards. You can use them on your website, social media, LinkedIn page. So we do have a gentleman who's going to be taking professional headshots for free all day long. By appointment, again, so please register. But that's a really nice perk, I think, as well.
Much better than doing a selfie, right?
That's right, exactly.
It'll look a lot more professional.
That's right.
So do you have to have an appointment for that then?
Yes,
you do.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep, and that's also available on the website. Just click on the professional headshots and snag your appointment.
Mm-hmm. You have some people that are pretty well renowned that are going to be helping you out that day, don't you?
Yes,
maybe you
absolutely.
Could mention some of the names of those.
Sure. So Heather Ferguson is going to be doing the social media marketing. She is from UW-Madison. She's very well known in the SBDC community. One of my favorite colleagues. Very talented with all things marketing and social media. So she will be there. Becca Cook is leading the e-commerce, the taking your business online session. Becca has been an entrepreneur for many, many years. She owned several different businesses, most recently Red's Mercantile in Eau Claire. So she knows her thing and knows her stuff. I believe Jeff is the person who's coming from the Law and Entrepreneurship Clinic at UW-Madison. Fantastic person, really easy to talk to, helps to break down some of the jargon associated with all things legal. So it's always nice working with him. And then I'm not sure if Luke Kempin is going to be joining us or not, but if he isn't, there's another person from UW-Claire who's going to be helping with financials. And then Harley Judes, who is a fantastic marketing general business startup consultant, just like myself. So it's going to be a really great group of talented people spending their day in Richland Center. So please sign up to meet with all of them. And we look forward to having a great turnout.
Can't emphasize enough how much, you know, free is the key word, because for a lot of these services, you would pay hourly.
Oh, absolutely. Many of these services, you know, particularly legal and yep. some of the others are over $100 an hour.
Right. So
I've seen numbers on legal bills that are more like $600.
Yes, it depends on the type of legal service, but yes.
Wow.
So this is a great big discount.
Yes, it is.
And I really think, you know, for many people who are busy, and we all appreciate how many things everyone has going on, to have all of these folks in one place, that's the gift. You know, that's the real time saver too. You don't have to make 5 different appointments. You can just come in and do your thing.
It's a rarity to have them all in the same building.
It really right? is. And all of us who are running around all the time know that it's a rarity. So,
sure. Jason, anything you'd like to add this morning?
I think we've done a really, I feel like we've conveyed a message that's strong here. Again, register. This is an excellent opportunity. Again, I'm very thankful for Nora's partnership and the partnership of Small Business Development Centers. What a great resource. You know, we've had, it was a counterpart to Nora on 2 years ago that was helping, you know, businesses. There's been several businesses in the community in Richland County that have been assisted by SBDC and have received funding and are in business because they use this service and they're successful. So, it's, again, great to have the number of people that we're going to have there. It's also a great opportunity for the people coming, you know, if people aren't too shy, to walk up to someone else and say, hey, where are you in this process? And what have you learned? You know, a key question you could walk up to almost anybody at this say is like, what's the number one challenge you've faced, or what's a great success story? Even from those conversations, right, you're going to be gaining knowledge that you can apply to your own situation. So this is a great opportunity.
And you mentioned you have about 50 signed up. Is there a limit, Nora?
You know, there isn't a limit. I, as a resident of Richland County myself, I have a slight personal investment in just making sure that this is a success and making sure that my friends and neighbors and folks in the county are getting access to this special day and special resources. So, you know, I would love to see 100 people there. I think there are so many people that would benefit from this. And I know that folks in Richland Center will seize the opportunity. So I did just want to mention again, my cell phone number, if you have any issues, 608-716-9441. Text messages are fine. However you'd like to communicate is just great. And then the easiest way to find the link to all of the information and the signups is through the Facebook page, Southwest Wisconsin SBDC.
Good. We'd like to have you back and talk a little bit more about what you do sometime.
I would love to come back.
All right. So we'll make a date before you leave here.
That
today.
Sounds great. Awesome.
Sounds good. Jason, thanks for coming along this month.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you again for having me. It was great to have Nora as a partner in the space here. And It's always great to be able to kind of share some of what's going on in the economic realm of Richland Center and Richland County. And again, I can be reached too at the City of Richland Center Economic Development Office. Probably the easiest way so that you don't have to quickly write down a number is just visit the Richland Center website, which is richlandcenterwi.gov. richlandcenterwi.gov. Got a great, you know, much easier website to use there, and you'll see economic development as an option. You can reach out to me by email or phone from that spot. So again, thanks for having us, Phil. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we love where we live, so thanks for doing what you do too.
You bet.
Making it better. You bet. Jason Glassbrenner joining us, Economic Development Director, for his regular visit here on the morning show, and really pleased again to have Nora Rowan-Schmidt, who is joining us here today for the first time, talking about Wisconsin small business development. And don't forget about the Small Business Clinic at the Richland campus coming up Wednesday, July 26th.